spaces available at wyps.info. And littlegollum.net, a turn-based strategy game website. Our commentator today is Eric Momsen, and also joining him will be Patrick Dudek. And without any further ado, I'm going to turn it over to Eric.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to the third game of this round, the World Championship. We have Hippo and Tuks both fighting to stay in the tournament, both have one loss. Tuks is been around for a while now and is definitely the favorite in this game, though Hippo has had an exciting upset over Fritzland, so he'll be definitely a wild card. So, you know, it should be an exciting game. Hippo and Tuks have only played three games before, quite a while ago now, two postal games that they split, and then also a just a short game that they ended up having a disconnect on. So direct head-to-head experience is very minimal. Since splitting those postal games, Hippo is definitely, you know, was on his learning curve still, and it is improved quite a bit. So expect that it should be a good match that we have today for us. Expect the moves will get set up pretty soon here. Hippo has characteristically been opening up with horse, elephant on one side with the elephant behind a trap and doing a quick attack. Tuks, on the other hand, is usually sticks with a balanced opening and is very aggressive with attacking when he gets the chance to just move forward.
So, unless unless you're seeing otherwise, the game hasn't started yet.
Nope, I'm expecting within a few minutes here the move should come up. 15 minutes ago, Hippo had left the chat room, so they might have had some preliminary chat before they started, but should be any minute now that the opening shows up. I've had a chance to practice with both these players and find them both to be tough opponents. Tuks has been fourth in the rankings of active players for quite a while now and is definitely targeting to break into the top three. And Hippo, I think, was very satisfied and happy just to make the top eight. So I think he's outperformed his expectations so far, and any victory at this point is icing on the cake for him. So we do have the opening set up from Tuks here. He used to play more of just all eight strong pieces forward, eight rabbits back, and then maybe 2 months ago he switched over to this alternative format with having rabbits behind the traps, but still only those two rabbits forward. And he's been successful with that. The idea is he's got both the horse and the dog ready to advance up the wing, and whether that's to pull a rabbit or to free things up. But if his horse gets pulled out a little bit, he's got the dog available to either retreat the horse or to follow up an attack on one of the opponent's traps to have a second strong piece available to help take control of it. Hippo on the opposite side with silver opened with his regular opening with the elephant behind the trap and two horses with it. So we'll expect to see him move forward on the C3 trap and try to attack there. And then his camel's on the opposite wing. So the unbalanced versus balanced setup here, Hippo as the silver player is definitely looking to grab either a hostage basket, pulling forward the gold horse, or just being able to take control of the C3. If he gets any kind of stalemate on the west wing, then his camel is going to be available to come over and attack.
It's a quick
so gold on 2G took somewhat of a nuisance move, moved the elephant all the way over to C5 right in front of the silver elephant. It either forces the silver player to take some steps to move aside or he needs to do something else. So in this case he went ahead and just advanced pieces. Silver brought forward both the horses and the elephant and the cat. At this point Tuks could try to go for some sort of space advantage and try to advance and try to block out the silver attack. Definitely needs to be careful that he doesn't end up with his horse pulled into a frame. But he does have the advantage that just a horse frame or a horse hostage of a gold horse on the silver side would not be too big of a problem, just because the camel's not there to hold it off to. So, see what happens there. 3G, we had a rotation there on the east side with the dog and the horse. It seems natural to me to have the dog on the G3 square opposite the camel.
Yes, I believe
moving the horse
you're thinking
back
that
like that just seems to get it out of play.
I think Dutch thinks is thinking that a dog makes a less tempting target than a horse for the camel to attack.
Yeah, definitely. I think the dog being there is great. I just don't know if it would have been more useful to bring the horse over to F3 or into the center of the board somehow.
I wanted to signal that the beginning has been very fast.
Yeah, both players are working on building up reserve. You've been only banking 75% of the time with an opening moves of just developing pieces. It's a lot of players are pretty typical to just go ahead and develop the pieces really quick and bank up a little bit of time when the position gets more complicated. It can be a little dangerous to, even in the opening, to move quick. I know one of the weaknesses I have is to get stuck on a particular plan and keep working on that plan. So you might come into the game with a particular plan of attack, you know, Hippo wanting to attack with both horses and the elephant, and just go ahead and quick advance, you know, straight into that. But you need to keep an eye out for what your opponent's doing too, and that might change what your plan should be, and you'll be able to stay flexible and change gears. 4G, Tuks, to me, is being very uncharacteristic with his positioning. He's hanging back, seems to be planning on playing a home game, bringing a cat behind the C3 trap, so he's going away from his normal attacking style and just kind of setting back and seeing what Hippo puts forward to try to take advantage of.
Yes, yes, and Hippo is playing the attacker there.
Yeah, Hippo on 4S here has brought his elephant into the back row. He's threatening to either push a rabbit into the F3 trap and start messing with the position around the F3 trap. And he's also behind the gold camel, so he could try to push that gold camel out. I think, though, that that's a slight strategic mistake to be pushing the camel towards the west side where the silver horses are. The gold camel would like to be over towards the C3 trap and help with both the gold horses. So it definitely leaves Tuks a chance to rebalance the forces in a way that are a bit better for him. Gold's plans here, now that the gold camel is closer to the C3 trap, could be to attack that double horse formation, either trying to pull a horse out or flat out attacking it, advancing the camel and a horse. He could consider advancing one of the gold horses up to A5. That way, if he pulled out one of the silver horses, that would require the elephant to come unfreeze it to allow it to retreat. So that might be one thing to consider. If the camel's pushed forward after that move, then he should be okay. But 5G, he decides to back off from the two horses and took one step in the center with the elephant. And both those two things that I said silver could attack, the rabbit behind the trap and the camel, both were moved out of the way. So again, Tuks playing very defensively and seeming to just be waiting to see what chances he gets to attack or any Hippo's pieces
silver
outside
can still
that he can grab hold of. I'll go ahead and finish that.
I mean, silver could still pull a rabbit behind the trap. The rabbit on F1.
Yeah, Hippo could pull the F1 rabbit forward. Definitely, you know, gold took one step to move the F2 rabbit out of the way, and if silver does want to proceed with the rabbit pulling approach, then, you know, that's going to take him an extra four steps just to get back to the position where he could pull that rabbit out. So it definitely slows him down, but in this case, gold hasn't really made any kind of a attack or counter pressure. So Silver has time. I think from Gold's standpoint, to make an attack now, that step to the center, I think Tukes is looking at going towards the F6 trap with his attack. He's got the camel now over by the silver horses, so if he achieves a stalemate by the F6 trap, then the gold camel can advance. And, so if he can make a strong threat towards F3 or F6 with his elephant, then he should be able to make some progress. Okay, so 5S there. It seems that Hippo decided he didn't like the gold camel over on that side, so backed off from rabbit pulling and is looking at trying to get the gold camel cut back away. As gold here, I think I'd take a couple of steps here to get that camel back over into the C3 trap. There's just not enough advance towards F6 to make any kind of a fast attack. When you're playing an away game, there's two different approaches you can take to attacking. Well, not just two, but two different approaches for what you want to do with your camel. One is to attack with your camel and bring horse, camel, elephant all towards one trap and use an advanced horse to help protect your camel and try to take control of an enemy trap that way and use your camel and with your elephant in a direct attack. That's the easiest way to attack, and it is the toughest to defend against. But if you do defend against it, the disadvantage is that your strong pieces are tied up. The other way of attacking is to attack with just elephant and horse, or elephant and horse and some other pieces, leaving the camel over in the other wing. When you take that approach, you're not guaranteed to get through. If the opponent brings the elephant over and maybe a camel over, it should be straightforward to defend it, but if you can create a deadlock, then you have your camel free on the other side of the board. So, both players need to make a decision for, do they want their elephant and their camel paired together, and how do they want to approach that if they're going to go for an attacking game. So far, Tukes has been playing conservatively and hanging back. There really isn't anything that Hippo has exposed yet that is great to attack. I guess from that standpoint, Hippo also has been hanging back. He hasn't committed either the horses to an advance, and he's also been fishing with the elephant. So both players have been cautiously sparring and just moving their elephants around and retreating pieces. I'm just a bit more surprised that Tuke's playing cautiously, since I'm more familiar with him being an aggressive attacker.
Yes, so a purely defensive move here.
Yeah, 6G was just all defense to bring the camel back. I think I would have been real tempted to have retreated the camel to C3 though, rather than back to B2, having it closer to those enemy horses. On this 6S, Hippo could consider moving the A-file horse all the way down to A3 and the silver elephant down to D3. That cuts the gold camel away from the action. And if gold doesn't come back to defend with the elephant, the second silver horse can come in to threaten getting the helping gold horse out of position. And silver instead goes for the alternate plan to threaten a hostage basket. If he's able to flip the gold horse over to the B5 spot, it can't run anywhere. It's not framed on the trap, but the horse's elephant prevent it from being able to run away. So definitely that's a very dangerous threat. The gold horse isn't frozen, so it's able to go somewhere and isn't going to be in immediate danger unless Tukes totally ignores the threat. And once that horse is framed up on, or is in the hostage basket on B5, it's threatened to be captured in one turn, and gold is, pressed into defense with the elephant. The nice advantage of a hostage basket like that as compared to a frame is that with the silver elephant out on B4, the gold camel can't come in and interfere with a frame. So it's immune to attack, whereas a frame can be attacked to free up. So from that standpoint, it's a bit more stable. Gold, on the other hand, does have some options to preventing this. The horse could sidestep and try to run away. Or another common approach is just like that, is to bring the gold elephant in to oppose it and freeze up that whole side of the board. The big disadvantage to defending against the hostage basket like that is that now Hippo has his camel free to attack towards the F3 trap. I expect on this turn, Silver will use all four steps to split two steps for the camel and two steps for the dog. Here's definitely where that repositioning the gold did will pay off a little bit. If the horse was still on, either way, whatever piece is on is there, since there's two strong pieces forward, Silver's, you know, going to need to attack more directly. Gold will be able to retreat unless the silver camel comes all the way forward. So in 7S, Hippo just went ahead and pushed the horse aside and pulled out rabbit.
Yes, decided to pull the rabbit.
And Tukes must have seen that coming, just 10 seconds to respond and just rotate around the elephant, the horse and the rabbit.
Yes, he could have retaliated by pulling the other rabbit, the silver rabbit.
Yeah, he could have done a symmetrical pull like that, but since Hippo had pulled first, I think he could have then, on the next turn, proceeded to pull that rabbit one more step forward and would have been winning that race by one turn. So Silver is pretty much stuck on this side now. There's no way to make progress. And so, yeah, 8S went ahead and advanced pieces across the whole ring. A little more cautious than my suggestion of advancing the camel and the dog two steps each. So just developing more pieces while he's got time. Strategically, Hippo is able to make progress on the east side with the camel. Gold, though, has no way of making progress at this point. His camel's in the center of the board. If he wanted to, he could bring that over towards the F3 trap to defend on that side and then end up with a stalemate on both sides. Otherwise, for Gold to attack right now is going to be very difficult with the way the pieces are positioned around the C6 trap. One of the other approaches to defend against this type of hostage basket that we've seen Captain Go try out is to advance pieces across the C3 trap and work on blockading in the silver elephant. But definitely that's playing with fire when you start putting a bunch of pieces up there, and you know, you definitely need to be careful about how to do that. I guess another thing that Gold can sometimes try doing is advancing up the A file. In this case, Hippo did not advance a rabbit to A6, so you know, you could push the horse back and push a piece up behind it. Normally that would be successful if you had a horse on that side that you could advance, so with the dog ahead of things, you know, that would be pretty difficult. A very slow repositioning move there on Tuke's part, bringing the camel a little bit closer to the other side, but seems like both players are still hanging back and trying to figure out where the best place to attack is going to be.
Yeah, that's the kind of game that in chess would be named a closed game.
Yeah, definitely. There's not very many risks here. There's not any direct threats to pieces, so very slow moving and stable here. I think as Gold here, I would be tempted by that B7 rabbit. It's because there's an advanced rabbit on A7 already. Tukes or Hippo wouldn't be able to play that same maneuver to evade it. But I just don't think Tukes is the type of player that likes to pull rabbits. There's some wide-ranging opinions on whether or not you want to pull rabbits anymore. Some players still like to do it, some don't. So we'll see what he is able to come up with.
Okay, so Hippo is trying to get out of the grip.
I'll say that again, I missed that.
I mean, Hippo is trying to get out of the grip, the stranglehold they had, the sort of stalemate they had made there.
Yeah, I'm a little surprised that Hippo was the first one to try and get out, because he had the strong piece in a better position over on the other side. So I would have thought that that Tuks would be the one that would, you know, have to flinch first and abandon the position. So yeah, that definitely surprises me a little bit that Hippo is the one that decided to come out.
Yes, maybe he just got tired of inaction, you know. Some people don't like that.
Yeah, I know. I had that problem before. I had a position last week where I actually could have profited by just taking three steps to undo one step of my opponent's and use my one free step to better my position. And I just didn't have the patience to take one step at a time to improve things. So.
Yes, I remember that game, and I think you should have tried that, but you didn't have the patience.
Yeah, definitely. When you're playing someone, when you're the underdog, it just goes very much against the grain to think that taking one step at a time is going to be able to help you out win a game against somebody that's stronger than you. But I guess what Hippo might be thinking here in breaking the stalemate is that he does have some threats on that gold dog that's on a4. Maybe he's thinking that if he gets the gold elephant to leave its position, that he's got a chance to try to make either a hostage or to rearrange his, or, you know, advance his horses a little further and get more of a space advantage. Hippo is, you know, making a threat at that gold horse, so Tuks will be forced to spend a few moves trying to reorganize his forces. With the gold rabbit that was pulled up to A3, he's not going to be able to just directly retreat his dog. So let's see what he comes up with on defense here. I mean, he can just take a couple steps to retreat the horse over to B3 and then return with his elephant to right back where it is. So that would allow him to continue to threaten the silver horses and see if silver is able to come up with something else to do.
Maybe he could pull flip the horse on B6 and counter threaten, but he decided not to.
Yeah, I think on 10G, to flip a horse right away would have been dangerous, because the silver horse could have advanced, and silver could have also moved his elephant adjacent to C3 and start attacking C3. So, you know, maybe I guess it would have been setting up an elephant horse attack on both the C3 and the C6 trap at the same time, and definitely would have been changed this from a very closed game to a very sharp game in real quick. So Tuks did leave his horse advanced on B4 instead of back to B3. So I think Tuks is trying to figure out a way to actually attack here. Not quite sure how he's going to manage attacking the two horses with a dog and a horse. Maybe he'll have some way of getting around there.
Maybe it's time for the silver camel to attack now.
Yeah, the silver camel could move directly to G3 right away on this turn.
Yes, push the dog inside the trap.
Yeah, I'd almost push it down to G2 and try to keep as many defenders away.
Or that way, that way is plausible too.
Yeah, so rather than attacking F3 and committing to that trap, he's going to see if he can pull a piece out. Very quick response by Tuks again. A couple moves where he's moved at blood speeds here. He had a 10-second move and now a 20-second move. Rather than trying to retreat the horse or retreat the dog or advancing your rabbits, he's bringing his elephant across and switching wings. On this move, Silver could go ahead and just use all three steps to retreat the camel. I think he's going to be stuck not being able to take that dog hostage now, but he, you know, the position has freed up and both the elephants have gone away. And he does have the opportunity to pull that gold dog forward. Okay, I like that. He pulled the dog along with the retreat. It's really easy to get that gold dog to safety, but on 12G, but that's going to give Silver a chance on the next turn to either pull the dog or you know, proceed with the attack on the west side. So that one step of pulling the dog there is going to help him get things moving over on the A file.
Yes, he's threatening the other dog too, plus the rabbit eventually, so that's not bad. I mean, the rabbit on H, on A3.
Yep, yeah, if he's not able to get the dog, then there's a rabbit there that you can pull out too.
So basically, that three pieces that are threatened directly or indirectly by Silver.
Yep, and I mean, on this turn, the tough part about the gold position here is that rabbit on A3 and the dog advanced in front of it. There's no way for that dog to quickly retreat. You could take three steps to put the horse on C3 and then the gold dog come down to B3, but that'd be pretty awkward still. So I don't know if you consider this to be out of the opening yet, positionally, you know, evaluating what's going on here. I would put Hippo ahead a little bit, but there's no material capture and there's no additional advantage here that's not insurmountable or can't be turned around.
The opening is not over until one piece is taken, in my view.
We might have a ways to go then in this game.
Although in chess, the definition of opening is rather vague. It's as far as the game is studied.
Yeah, I'm trying to decide if an opening is over here in Arima when a piece has been captured, or more that some more permanent advantage has been made. If you know, whether that's a a hostage has been taken or something like that, that if that's the end of the opening or if that hostage needs resolved for the opening to be over. Arima is a very fuzzy game when it comes to definitions of a lot of things. So here I think Silver has the opportunity. Oh, okay. I missed a chance. On 12S, I think Silver could have directly flipped the dog over to B5 and threatened to capture the dog. He would have given up a camel hostage. And on the previous game, the discussion was, hey, how much is a camel hostage worth? And I think a lot of people say that, yeah, a camel hostage is definitely worth a dog. Whoever takes the dog has gotten an advantage. In this case, Hippo actually, you know, probably made a wise decision that he decided he's going to be able to get that dog hostage whether or not he gives up his camel. So he's playing for an outright advantage rather than just a trade.
Yes,
go ahead.
I'm sorry, I made a bad move with my my keyboard. But what I was going to say is that they both play a prudent game.
Yeah, I think your Hippo can take that dog hostage and should be in a pretty good position to continue attacking either at C3 or attacking with his camel. Definitely Hippo took advantage of that tempo savings that he got by pulling that dog one step. He was able to get the other dog into trouble and now completes a relatively good hostage position. The gold dog could retreat to, or could push forward to A7 if a friendly piece ever gets there, but with the two silver horses hemming it in, it's going to take a long time for gold to get that dog free. A horse holding a dog is a good place to be. That's a brave move. The dog could be captured now, but because he's so crowded, it would leave the horse open to capture. So, can't capture on this move.
No, indeed, he can't capture. That's why He thought of that.
Yeah, with only 32 seconds, though, to play the move. So he must have been either watching that on Hippo's move, or he just plays quick. I know usually when I've played practice games with Tukes, 30 seconds was his favorite speed. He definitely has to work hard to stay patient and make longer moves.
That move is pretty useless because he spent three steps for a move that can be undone with one step, so that's not very good.
Unless that one extra step you're getting is worthwhile, right? But yeah, I think Silver could have come up with some better things to do there. You know, maybe having moved the dog away from the C6 trap, done something to avoid. But now Gold can pull the B7 rabbit and make it that much tougher to take that, capture that gold dog.
I mean, as a rule, it's never good to use three step that can be undone with one step.
Oh, I agree, definitely. There's very, very few circumstances that it becomes worthwhile. There's 15G, just as I thought, pulling the silver rabbit forward. Gold hadn't bothered pulling the rabbit before because he wasn't interested in a rabbit pulling race, but now he decided it was worthwhile in terms of being able to prevent that pull dog from being captured. So here I do see one nice tactical advantage to having used those three steps to pull up the horse. Since Gold went ahead and used all four steps to pull the rabbit, he has left his gold horse there where Silver had pulled it.
Yes,
so
now
Silver
he can
flip
rotate
that gold horse over to C5.
Yes, he could rotate that dog, that horse with his elephant.
Yeah, so maybe this was one of those situations where it was useful. Getting that gold horse out of the way leaves C3 with very few defenders. Silver doesn't have anybody yet that he could bring in there, but would definitely leave the gold position out of balance. Gold could have just retreated the horse down to E3 and then gone back across. So Silver instead going with a blockade.
Okay, so now Gold can pull the rabbit one step further.
Yeah, I mean, he could pull the rabbit one step further, but that unfreezes the silver horse to start threatening the gold dog again. So I'm not sure if he really wants to pull that rabbit any further right now.
Yes,
with the gold
right.
Rabbit advanced on A4,
he's
not able to
push
the silver horse back home.
It would doom the horse. In the long run, it would doom the horse.
Pulling the rabbit?
Yes, if he pulls the rabbit, then I don't see how he could defend his dog.
I don't think he'll pull that rabbit, but he is in a little bit of trouble here. Gold is in a little bit of trouble that once his elephant's blocked in, now Hippo's able to attack this camel very freely. So he does need to figure out some way of getting out of there to defend the rest of the board. I guess Gold's other option would be to move his own camel over to G3 and defend against the silver camel.
Yes, that would be a possibility, and he chose it.
Silver, though, with the gold elephant hemmed in, could take this move in and pull the horse that's on H3 up one square. The gold camel the horse couldn't retreat, and he'd be able to work on threatening that at F6. The gold camel can't advance to F6 to defend it, because the silver horse is able to come over and capture the camel at the expense of just a horse. I think Silver has two options here. One would be to go after that gold horse. The other would be to bring more pieces forward into the blockade to rotate out his horse that's in the blockade right now. He went ahead and split his moves between both those plans. This does give Gold a chance, though, to retreat that horse one step. I think Hippo missed a chance to pull that horse out this time.
Yes, now the horse is safely
sure enough,
back.
On 17G, another quick move by Tukes, he went ahead and retreated that horse out of the way.
Yes, now the horse is pretty much out of reach, indeed.
Playing with your elephant blockaded is definitely an uncomfortable position to be in. You're kind of stuck back in the side there, and limits a lot of your options. In this case, it's even worse if the gold elephant leaves, and he's going to leave behind that dog that's going to be at risk of being captured. I'm kind of at a loss for what Tukes can do to make progress here.
Yes, but anything Hippo can do here will be very slow, because he can only use his camel to attack.
Sure. Slow but sure, though. I mean, Silver has a free camel that's not afraid of anything. On that 17S, Hippo rotated out a horse to help the attack, so he can have two strong pieces. But definitely has given him a lot of options for Hippo has options. Not fast options, but he has options for what to do. Gold, on the other hand, his elephant has a long way to retreat if it wants to get back out through the C3 trap and leaves behind the gold dog.
Yes, but if you think about it, the silver elephant can't leave, because if the silver elephant leaves, then the cat dies immediately, for instance. So the silver elephant is not very mobile, not very much more mobile than the gold elephant.
Definitely. Both elephants are tied up, but the important difference is that this is free to leave. So if Tukes does advance the gold camel to protect F6, the silver elephant can leave to capture that gold camel at the expense of giving up a cat. So it'd be a great trade. That.
Okay, he's protecting his dog against the threat of being taken.
Yeah, definitely. He's freed up the dog. The dog can be an attacker now until that horse gets away to get back. And he was threatening to push forward. Hippo, with a quick move there, quickly defended against the dog going anywhere. Silver's going to be able to resume the hostage position and block things out. He can just back up the dog, move the rabbit over, move the horse back, and he'll be back to holding that dog hostage.
What I am thinking is that the gold elephant now can move around the silver elephant toward the middle of the board.
Yeah, definitely. Gold is able to move the elephant out, but he's still going to have a dog that's threatened at C6. He's slowed down that threat by a few steps, but at the cost of advancing some more rabbits. So I'm not sure if that was a net gain or not. Definitely. If Hippo would have missed moving a rabbit over to A8, then that would have been a great move. But since he moved that rabbit over there on 19G, sure, Gold's able to move the elephant to C3, return the horse to B3, and he's able to get out and attack. And sure enough, that's what he did. So Tukes was faced with a position where he was stuck. He wasn't going to be able to make progress where he was blockaded. He had to get out. So he did what he could to slow down capture the gold dog. And maybe he did slow it down just enough that the gold elephant's going to be able to get back to defend the C6 trap. He could get it back up there in time. So he'll be able to save the gold dog and do it in a way that his gold elephant is at least free to move, so that the silver camel isn't totally dominating.
Yes, now now that the gold elephant will be in the middle of the board, it will be much more powerful to defend against the silver camel. Cerebro Camel is no longer safe from attacks.
Yeah, I think at this point, Hippo just needs to maybe retreat one step with the camel and work on threatening the gold dog. Actually, I'd be very tempted to just threaten capturing the gold dog this turn and give up the camel hostage. He can move the dog back and the rabbit two steps across the trap and move the horse back, and then he'll threaten capturing the dog immediately. If he does that, Gold could take all four steps to hostage the camel. Maybe Gold. Yeah, that might work out okay for Gold, because then the Gold horse is going to be able to do stuff. So, no, back to my original plan for Silver. He needs to retreat one step with the camel, and he can use the other steps to work on threatening the dog.
Okay, so he retreated his camel, and yes, the dog is still in a bad position there.
Yeah, he's not immediately threatened. Hippo didn't do anything to get any rabbits out of the way. In fact, he put a horse where one of the rabbits needs to go to. So that gold dog is going to be safe for a couple more turns. I think that was not necessarily the best tactical move that could have been made by Hippo there. Though I think he still has a positional advantage here. Over on the G file, the camels are facing off. Both elephants are free now. But, you know, Gold does have that dog that's going to be threatened pretty soon here. But yes, I think Silver is probably looking at trying to make sure his pieces aren't threatened by the gold elephant.
You know, I don't know, but it looks like it is going to be a very long game.
Yeah, definitely. Both players are very cautious in the opening, and you know, as you said, a closed game where there wasn't a lot of sharp positions. Neither side committed to any kind of a swarm attack. So, you know, Hippo is incrementally trying to improve his position and get to a point where he can safely threaten the dog that he got offsides. And Took successfully got out of that blockade. That worked out better than I thought it would, pulling the horse out and moving those rabbits up. Definitely freed him up to defend the C6 trap from a much better position. So Silver plans now on 20S. He's got a bunch of rabbits in between the gold dog and the C6 trap that he's got to figure out where they're going to go. You know, does he want to advance them? Does he want to move them to the center of the board? And whatever he does with them, they're going to be out of position, and you know, it's going to be possible for Gold to start pulling them out. The other nice positional feature of the gold position is the rabbits on the A file. If the gold elephant is able to reach C5 and defend from C5, then if the horse is on B6, the horse can get pulled out and frozen because of the gold rabbits there. There's going to be no silver pieces that can advance to unfreeze the silver horse. So I think right now it's imperative for a silver to make sure his elephant is the one that gets to the C5 position. But he has a lot of pieces that were advanced for the blockade that Gold is looking at either flipping out or pushing around here. So he definitely needs to watch out that he doesn't get into trouble on the other side of the board.
So, Nombri, of the two, which one is more aggressive, in your opinion?
Normally, I've found Tukes to be, you know, the most aggressive player. He definitely is very free with advancing his pieces. Hippo, I think, is definitely a more balanced player. Even with the EHH setup, he's willing to pull a piece back or attack, depending on what presents itself when he attacks. I like that 20S. I've been looking at ways of getting the B5 horse back to hostage the gold dog, but instead he's looking at advancing that horse, and instead will hostage the dog with the other horse. That does a couple things for him. I mean, there's a blockade on the C5 square, so the gold elephant can't push in there. The gold dog can't go anywhere yet. It's blockaded. It can't step forward to try to pull a rabbit or anything, so it's in a good position. I guess Gold could consider advancing the dog and a rabbit and his elephant up to try to keep things fluid that way. Not sure how that would work out tactically, though, if he's going to end up getting framed. I think that might be okay. So Gold could consider advancing on 21G. But that silver move definitely achieved a lot of goals. And with that gold, with the silver horse advancing ahead of a rabbit, the rabbit gets out of the way down the side of a board, where it can participate in attack. So on silver's next move, he's able to advance with it. Okay, so I was right with my gut feeling on what Tooks was going to do there. He went ahead and struck forward on attacking. Though here now, silver on 21S can move the dog that's behind the trap next to the elephant, move the rabbit over and push the dog back and complete a hostage pattern. So we'll have both the dog and a rabbit hostaged. So it was definitely the aggressive move for Gold to make, but in the end, I don't think that's going to work out. The other thing that does for him is that Silver can later on move his rabbit. Oh, wow, okay. I'm surprised hostage that dog on B7.
Is that the move you anticipated?
No, not at all. I expected him to move the C7 dog to the east and move the B7 rabbit to the east and then hostage the dog. I guess the risk of doing that is that the gold elephant could come behind the trap and have the dog to help attack. So I can see why he didn't want to do that. Sometimes I find myself taking too many pieces hostage. If you have too many pieces hostaged, you can still only threaten to capture one of them. And it's a little easier for your opponent to turn the tables on you and start using those hostage pieces as attackers. So, see what he does here. The other move, 22G, again, a fast move, just 30 seconds. Tooks moved a rabbit up on the A file, moved a third rabbit up, and that is preventing Silver from making any further progress again. Silver has a couple options here. One would be to work on framing the gold dog. And another would be to do an EH attack on the C3 trap. And 22S looks like he's going to try for an EH attack on the C3 trap. With all the gold rabbits advanced on the A-file, that Silver Horse now can step through the trap on this move to get down to C2. Okay, I think the game was definitely a very cautious opening by both sides, but now that there's some potential threats to be made here, I think it's going to start to get a bit more tense. Gold could take two steps to fill the C3 trap, step the cat forward and the rabbit forward. That would prevent the EH. So that might be a good option for defense. And then he needs to figure out how he wants to make progress elsewhere. Oh, another thing that Gold could do here is to push the cat that's on C5 down to C4 and put that at risk of getting framed on C3. That would also slow down any EH attack because the cat would be in the way of the horse. Gold's kind of in a tough position to attack C6. Tooks is probably looking for ways to make that A6 rabbit into a goal threat rather than a liability. He's got the strongest pieces over now on the G and H file. He's got the camels matched off and a horse against the dog, so he doesn't have to worry anymore about a stalemate at the C6 and C3 trap. Earlier in the game, he had to worry about a stalemate because the silver camel was in a good position. But now that he's taken the time to rebalance, he's able to progress any way he can at C3. So he could look at, there's a couple things he could look at doing here for 23G. He could push the silver cat towards C3 or towards C6. And you could look at trying to attack that advanced silver horse. And he went with that first thought that I'd had of pushing that cat towards C3. He's you know, threatening to frame it, though the frame wouldn't be all that strong since he doesn't want to give up his dog. But it's getting in the way of any further attacks. The rabbit over is definitely an important step to make sure that the silver elephant doesn't do something to allow the cat to get through to C2. Without any dogs near the C3 trap, the cat actually could play a role in attacking. So we'll see if Hippo decides he wants to attack with that cat, or if he just, I mean, it's not frozen there, so he could just try to retreat it out. But the gold elephant being on C5 now prevents the EH attack I was talking about before, because the horse would be frozen.
He could simply put a rabbit in the
trap. Maybe an interesting thing he could do with the cat is to leave it on D4. And then step into the C3 trap with his horse.
But he could... Step into the trap
with
his
horse? Right away, though, because the... gold can move across to frame it in there.
What he can do is put a rabbit in the trap. Hippo, I mean.
You mean have Hippo put a gold rabbit in the C3 trap?
Yes, I think that would not be too bad.
I don't know, I guess it depends on what he wants to do. I mean, if Hippo wants to attack C3, he doesn't want to put a rabbit in the trap. He wants to keep C3 open to try to figure out a way to get his horse through it. If he's just looking to disengage from C3 and go attack somewhere else, then sure. He could flip that rabbit over to D4 also, if he wants to try to push a rabbit over to the F6 trap. Gold just has so many advanced rabbits that, I don't know if one more would make a difference, but maybe one more in the middle of the board would make a difference. You know, in this position, I don't think Gold wants to frame the cat on C3 because he doesn't. I mean, he's going to leave his dog out to dry. So, Hippo would be happy if his cat got framed on C3 because it'd give him a chance to capture the gold dog. The other thing Hippo needs to be careful of now is if there's the chance of the silver horse getting pulled over to C4 and frozen by the gold elephant. And also, trying to, gives him a window to try to retreat the gold dog if he isn't careful about what pieces get frozen and blocked up. So 23S was a long think by Hippo. He must have been trying to figure out if he wanted to attack somehow or what approach he wanted to take. And in the end, he did decide to just retreat with the cat. He did advance the camel one step, so I think he's, with the cat in the way, with the silver cat in the middle of the board, he's a little bit freer to try to advance and do something with the camel. That makes it that much slower for the gold elephant to get over there.
Yes, he's played a prudent move here.
Yep, I was thinking that it might start to get sharp and some captures, but both players still playing conservatively and trying to stay out of trouble. Wow, so gold being aggressive finally, moving forward with the dog, looking to take advantage of the fact that a lot of the silver pieces are tied up here. That cat's not frozen, so can just simply retreat. But Hippo's probably going to be looking here for a way to try to freeze one of those pieces or somehow take advantage of this. I think on this move, he could consider pushing the cat maybe down and then bringing the camel over to F4. That would prevent the dog from going anywhere. The response by gold would be to be able to pull the silver horse over to C4 and threaten it. But then I wonder if silver wouldn't have time to go ahead and try to pull that dog back towards F6 and defend the horse with his elephant. So I don't think I like pushing the dog to the west. I definitely agree that that dog is a tempting target, but by pushing it towards c6 and c3, he's, you know, you can't make a second threat at c6. The gold elephant's already protecting c6. So, you know, I'm not sure what he can accomplish with that move. It's straightforward. I mean, he does have, you know, a threat on the camel at f3. You know, maybe he's hoping to force gold to do something there. But then gold can just move a cat over to f2 to keep that camel safe. Or maybe Hippo's thinking about going after that gold camel and trying to pull that out. So gold is in a position here where he could pull the horse, the silver horse, over to over to c4 and advance his own horse to 4. And that would pen in the silver horse. It wouldn't be able to run away, and it'd be threatened immediately at c3. And silver would be forced to come back to with his elephant to c3 to defend it. So I think that, to me, that would be a pretty straightforward move for gold to make here, is to try to take that horse. Earlier, he couldn't do that, because that would leave the cat hang that was at c2. But now that the silver elephant has moved away from the position, he's able to take that step. I mean, he also just has the option to use his elephant to retreat the dog, but that doesn't, you know, that doesn't get him anywhere.
Yes, I think there may be an attack against prospective attack against the gold camel from Hippo. But now he can always push the dog two squares toward D6 toward D6.
Yeah, he can push that dog up there, but I mean, if he'd wanted to have a second, you know, a dog hostage in the first place, then a long time ago he could have hostaged that dog originally. And if his elephant does that, then he's going to be in trouble with trying to protect C3. That's a nice compromise, though, between the two. He's pushed it partway up, and then now he's going to bring his camel across and pass over the hostage to the camel. I do still think that on 26G, that the move is still there, that gold could pull that silver horse and get that horse into trouble by threatening it at C3. If gold does start threatening the silver horse, that gives the gold camel a little more freedom to try to work around F6. So I've been commenting about how fast Tuks is moving, but it's Hippo that's built up the most reserve. He has almost 8 minutes of reserve after 25S, and Tuks is down to 4.5 minutes. So Tuks has been thinking longer than the impression I got. It seems he's blitzed out a handful of moves that I've noticed as being quick, and then the rest of the moves he's definitely taking his time trying to figure out where to go. So from a standpoint of long-term strategy here, silver needs to look for a way to capture F6. The gold camel's protecting F3, there's plenty of defenders at C3, and the gold elephant's defending C6. So the only way that silver's going to make any progress at this point is to come up with a way to attack and drag a piece back towards F6. And he's, I think, taken the long way around, push the dog first up the D-file, but getting closer to able to threaten that dog. Tuks, on the other hand, is trying to figure out a way to get some traction at C6. He's stuck defending it with just his elephant. He doesn't have any horses available to come attack. The silver horse is blocking out his horse on that wing. His camel's on the far side, so see where he goes. So he went ahead and just ran far away with that dog. So take as long as possible for the silver camel to go over and try to drag it back to F6. So at 26S now, Hippo can just go ahead and run back there with his camel to get the dog. The only thing that does leave open is that the gold camel is going to be able to come up to F6. So while the silver camel is hunting down the gold dog, I wonder if Gold will take the chance to advance a horse and a camel towards F6 and try to attack there. If he's careful in the attack on F6, I think if the silver camel's out of the way, Gold does have a chance to make some progress. The silver elephant can't leave too quickly because then the silver horse is close to being threatened in C3, so Gold is able to not be reckless with his attack, but definitely could start making some moves towards F6. 27G, I'm expecting Gold will take at least two steps to retreat his dog over to B8 to get it as far away from F6 as possible. And then after that, maybe moving a little further forward. I think Gold is still in a tough position here. Tukes doesn't have very many options of trying to attack. He can attack the F6 trap with his camel and horse, but he's got to do it in a way that's fast enough to swarm it, that he's able to keep the silver elephant distracted. If he's able to put enough stuff towards F6 to force the silver elephant over there, as long as he can get away with the camel, he does have that silver horse that he's going to be able to capture at C3. That silver horse can't go anywhere. There's no way for it to get out. So, that's really the only thing that I can see for Gold to make progress.
I mean, if the dog moves away, Hippo has the option of flipping a rabbit.
Yeah, I think Hippo will... I mean, he's already has a rabbit threatened at C6. There's the rabbit at C4. He could flip out and either use it to threaten to capture it or to hem it in on B5. Or sorry, on D5, and use it as a piece to blockade the gold elephant. There's definitely silver has a lot more options to work with here. He's threatening pieces at C6. He's has a camel free to work or move around. The silver elephant is not free totally because of the silver horse that's threatened, but can leave at the expense of a horse. The gold elephant could leave, but if the gold elephant leaves, that's going to be at the expense of a dog and a rabbit. So. Both elephants are tied down to defending the C3 and the C6 traps. And silver is definitely much closer to being able to threaten something at F6 than gold can threaten something at F3.
Now, silver could threaten a framed dog in the C6 trap.
But looks like I missed a whole bunch of moves here.
It will take some time.
My browser not been scrolling through moves. 27G saw the move I'd been discussing for a few moves of pulling the silver horse over to C4 and threatening it. So now Gold does have that immediate material threat on C3. And then 27S saw Hippo defending the C3 trap, pushed a rabbit into it, and grabbed the gold dog. And then on 28G, Tukes blockaded the C3 trap. So that even if a silver piece came to unfreeze the silver horse, it can't advance. So the position around the C3 trap is very much locked up. If the silver elephant leaves, Gold can immediately, not immediately, but can capture the silver horse. And silver is stuck now defending with his elephant. Quad A is mentioning now that on 28G, the gold horse advanced, and Hippo could elect to abandon his horse in order to go after the gold horse. I think from Hippo's standpoint, though, he doesn't need to offer to trade horses because he does have his camel a little bit more free. I think if Hippo is going to abandon his silver horse, he's going to wait until he has a chance to go after the gold camel. So I think Hippo will not make the trade at this point. Maybe eventually, but not on this move. So from a tactical standpoint, if Silver does decide to go after that horse, yeah, it's just three steps to push it. I'd be tempted instead of I'd be tempted to push the cat south and then push the horse north, because then you would force Gold to defend the F3 trap as well. Yeah, so on 28S, you could make the threat on the camel while you're offering to trade horses. But to some extent, I still think Silver is in a stronger position here, that he can start working on dragging that dog back towards F6 and wait for Gold to bring the camel forward. Once Gold brings the camel forward, that would be the time when I would go after an exchange in the hopes of getting the camel in trouble.
Yeah,
too.
That way he threatened the camel and... I was thinking of that move precisely because that way he threatens both the horse and the camel.
Yeah, and pulling the cat over is nice in that it now takes all four steps for Gold to defend or to capture the silver horse.
Yes, and he can't because his camel is threatened. He has to protect his camel.
So I guess Hippo decided to go for the trade. I thought he didn't need to, but looks like it should be a relatively safe trade. I guess the big advantage that he'll have here is that after the horse trade, his elephant will be very close to Duke's camel. And so he'll be able to very quickly go after that camel, while on the other side he still is threatening a dog and a rabbit and maybe a second dog, depending on how the retreating goes. So with the silver rabbit, the C6 trap is relatively safe, so there's not going to be any way for Gold to make any kind of quick attacks. So I definitely don't think it was a bad decision to go for the trade here. Whether or not you could have gotten a better advantage by waiting or taking your chance while you had it. Definitely,
I don't know if it's a trade.
In a tough position with that horse. Maybe he decided he was never going to be able to get that horse free, so I had a chance for a trade, he went for it.
Yeah, that way, okay. That way it's a trade. A trade, but with a positioning advantage on Hippo's side. Hippo has the advantage of the position.
Yep, I'd agree. After the opening here, Hippo was able to, at a minimum, he's got a dog hostage way in the back by the camel, and he's got a rabbit hostage by the C6 trap. So after the horses are traded, it's going to be quick. Hippo's taking a while on this move, so I guess he's trying to decide, maybe he's thinking about capturing the dog first. Maybe he's trying to calculate out if he can capture the dog that's on B5 first, and then come back and capture the gold horse still later. Otherwise, I don't understand why he's taking so long to just capture the horse.
I don't think he can afford to capture the dog. And that's what he saw.
Okay, so first trade at move 29. Traded an equal trade for horses, and go from there. I definitely, if I were to pick a winner or pick a side to start playing here, I do like Silver's position better. There's more gold pieces in trouble. But when you're playing Tukes, that's definitely a two-edged sword. Tukes is very good at turning your hostage pieces into weapons. So it is Gold's move here. Gold made the first capture, so Gold gets the first chance to attack. I guess one of the things he could consider doing is moving his elephant down to D6, and then his horse over one step. And that would threaten to move his horse through the trap to the C7 square. Now that the trades happened, all of a sudden, all bets are off. You had a lot of stable features of the board where things weren't moving and things couldn't go anywhere. And you had very few options. And now that those two horses are going, you have to be real careful that you don't make assumptions about what can and can't happen, because all of a sudden there's a whole bunch of new avenues to explore for possibilities. Silver, or I guess gold could look at that silver rabbit on A5, try to figure out a way to go after that. And also it needs to watch out for the camel. From the silver standpoint, you've got a dog hostage, you've got a rabbit hostaged. So, you know, what else do you want to go after next? You know, your gold's going to be able to come back and defend C6. Do you want to try to drag that dog all the way over to F6? Your camel holding a dog hostage is not very efficient, so you want to do something about that relatively quick. That gives the remaining gold horse a lot of freedom, because the camel's busy with the dog and can't leave it behind. So silver could go after the F3 trap. He has a dog and an elephant that could go attack F3, and you know, would be a pretty quick way to go after things. Another thing, to go after that camel would be pretty quick moves. There's not much help there anymore. That horse that was captured had been the gold camel. The gold horse that was captured was the camel's backup there. So anything to unfreeze the gold camel would be to bring rabbits forward. And if rabbits come forward, they should be pretty easy to capture too.
So Tux now has at least one step to make. That is to protect his C6 trap. And then he has three other steps. What do you think there will be? Okay, so now.
Yep, so he's threatening to move his horse through the trap to C6. Or, you know, the other thing he could do is, I think Tux would also like to pull that rabbit that's on A5 and get his own rabbit there. That would give him some opportunities to attack the C6, or the B6 horse eventually.
Yeah, I think Hippo should form a phalanx to avoid the horse going through the trap. What do you think?
Yeah, he definitely needs to protect C6 somehow. So, yep, he took two steps to do that, and the other two steps to attack the camel. I think Hippo's big race here is to create a threat at F6. If he's able to get that camel threatened, then he'll be able to make out well. Boy, Tux is down to 47 seconds total reserve. He's doing well, pacing himself, and using a lot of his time now. So he's, I think, feeling the pressure of the position, that our evaluation that he's in trouble is meeting with his own evaluation. He's trying to figure out you know, what plan to come up with and what to do here. Pippo is still banking more time. He's up to 7 minutes of reserve, and is, you know, he's, I think, feeling a bit more confident here that he's got some pieces threatened and you know, has some options. So definitely if our perspective of who's winning is meeting the player's perspective, then their time usage is showing that. So on 31G, so we saw 31G. He went ahead and moved the camel towards the center of the board, getting it out of trouble so it can't get pinned against the side. And did continue to advance towards C6. So that unfreezes the gold dog. So if he has three spare moves, silver is able to, or gold is going to be able to pull that silver rabbit off of the A file and then bring it down. With only two horses off the board, should be. Okay, that 31S is nice. It's doing two things. First, it's threatening the gold camel. But it can obviously retreat, but the flip side of that is that silver is threatening to frame a horse on C6. I don't know if that frame would actually be helpful, though. If gold has a horse framed on C6,
it would be
his camel free over towards F6, and would be able to make threats with that. The silver camel is part of the frame, and the silver elephant's part of the frame.
I don't think that would
like
be a
that,
good
that
frame.
Frame would be all that valuable. It maybe is a temporary measure you want to do that, just to try to to make something happen. I mean, you could rotate your camel out, but you're never going to be able to rotate your elephant out. And as long as your elephant's not rotated out, gold would have the opportunity to advance pieces up the middle, clog things up, and advance the gold camel towards F6. Have some sort of flanks and blockade to prevent anything from happening. So, I think better off if the camels retreated to try to pull some other pieces out or to do something else.
I don't think he should do that frame, because he can do anything about it. The dog has to be immobilized by the camel, otherwise he can pull the rabbit, and so it's not practical.
Yep, I think there's just would be way too much time for anything to happen. But I'd be pretty tempted
to get the rabbit
out now on the silver side.
I mean, now he can try to get the rabbit.
Yeah, either go back to the rabbit or the cat. You got to be the general rule of thumb is at the beginning of the game, rabbits can be advanced for an attack, but in the end game, rabbit advances are usually always good. I wouldn't think this is the end game yet, but if Tooks is getting desperate, he's thinking, yeah, let's get a rabbit out there ahead of any attack, he might try to make F6. But I think that rabbit's a goner. Gold just doesn't have any kind of a grip on C6. If he leaves with his elephant, then he's going to be in trouble there. So, I think
it looks like a number of listeners.
He just doesn't have enough pieces on that side of the board to try to attack F6 and to follow that rabbit up.
I mean, the number of listeners has increased throughout the game, so that's a good sign.
Hopefully people are enjoying the game. It's definitely not what I was expecting with Tooks playing. Usually he's very aggressive with attacking. So 33G is what I was mentioning is something that Gold's going to want to do eventually, is get that silver rabbit off the A-file. Now if the position ever opens up around C6, Gold has the opportunity to pull the silver horse.
Yeah, he gave up the rabbit. The gold rabbit.
Yeah, 34G now. I think the straightforward move would be to flip that silver rabbit over to C4. Yeah, generally, a couple moves ago there where Tooks advanced that rabbit, I would say that, an advanced rabbit with your camel is usually pretty strong. But in this case, Gold was too tied down to C6 to make any kind of an attack at F6, so just didn't have the chance to try to follow up the rabbit with any kind of attack. The rabbit was out ahead of anything else. All of Gold's strong, besides the camel, the gold dogs and horse are all at C6. So there's Gold just doesn't have enough pieces left available to go after F6. I mean, he's only down one horse, but with all the other mid-rank pieces towards C6, there's just nothing else going on. Yeah, we saw 33S already. There's
33. Maybe Hippo can flip the cat now? How about flipping the cat?
Say that again?
I mean, Hippo could flip the cat with his elephant.
Yeah, I agree. I guess Hippo's got two options here. One would be to protect that rabbit that's on C3. He could push a gold rabbit into the trap and... he went for the horse frame that we decided a few turns ago wasn't very helpful.
No, it isn't, and it doesn't save his rabbit.
Yeah, I think I liked flipping the cat out or trying to save the rabbit for a little while. He's framed the horse. I'm just not sure what he's going to do with that frame now. So now we've got two options for Gold. He could consider just attacking F6 with the camel and the cat, throwing a rabbit and stuff in the middle of the board here to try to blockade it in the silver elephant. So that would be one option. The other option Tooks has is to try to free up the frame. Typically, that's going to be a good idea, especially when you've got those rabbits there. You've got the gold camel to cross over and go after the horse that's on B6. In this position, though, it just seems like that's not going to help, because you've got it's just so long for that camel to get over there. Suggestion from the chat room is for the silver elephant to move over to F4. That's immediately threatening the camel or the cat. You know, if the gold retreats the camel. Wow. So silver went ahead and pushed the dog further away.
I don't understand that because I don't see how he can that. To me, that's useless. Unless he.
Yeah, I don't see how that's going to help because he's got so many pieces tied up into that frame now. So gold went ahead and advanced more pieces up the board.
He's planning to retreat slowly, but it will take forever. I mean, he's planning to retreat slowly. You know, pulling the dog behind his camel. You see what that way? Yes, exactly that. But it will take forever. I guess timing is not of the essence.
Yeah, I mean, definitely, he might feel like he has a lot of time because he has the horse framed, and if the gold camel advances, it's going to be in trouble. But Tooks is positioning to clog up the middle of the board here. He can advance the dog and the cat and the rabbit and put a bunch of stuff in between the silver elephant and the F6 trap, and that gives him a chance to attack with the gold camel.
I think he's going to try to drag the dog toward the C6 F6 trap. But I don't think it will work because the gold has time to bring pieces, maybe the three other pieces on the other side, and it will pretty much cancel everything out. What do you think?
Yeah, I mean, I think gold can just swarm now. I mean, really, gold's only option with so many pieces hostage is to just go all in and keep advancing pieces. He can advance a rabbit and a cat down the B file, and that's going to prevent the silver horse from ever going anywhere. If he advances the dog and the cat and the rabbit, like he just did on 37G, that slows down the silver elephant from coming across. And now, you know, gold has the option of either continuing to attack F6 with his camel or trying to put the piece back to F3. The silver elephant can leave, but if he does, gold's going to have a very quick attack at C6. He can step backwards with the horse and then use elephant to push the silver horse away. And you know, he has a dog in position for attacking D6. So if the silver elephant leaves, gold is going to very quickly be able to start taking material at the C6. Yeah, that defense would definitely help if gold has a rabbit get pulled up to B5. That would slow down the gold attack. Counterintuitive though, just because having another piece advanced usually is good for an attack, but in this case, if you get too many rabbits crowded in there, it's gonna prevent you from doing anything. So if gold ever has a spare step, it would probably
yes, gold has formed the phalanx.
The B4 rabbit over to A4, moving the C1 rabbit up to C2.
Gold has formed the phalanx that cancel out the silver elephant. The silver elephant is kept away from the gold camel.
Yep. Yeah, I mean, it's not a direct attack now, but he just needs to step back, and it's not a total blockade because it's only on the D5 square.
Yes, but the gold camel now can flip the silver dog, so he better be careful. Silver dog is in danger of being taken very quickly.
Yeah, I think Hippo's dipping into his reserve on this turn. He needs to do something about that dog, whether he's going to decide to attack F3 after gold flips it, If he wants to just step back one with the dog and pull the B4 rabbit up to B5, those would be a couple options for 37S. I don't think he has time to worry about the gold dog that's on the 8th rank right now. The gold camel is too close to being able to defend F6. He needs to figure out what he's going to do now about the gold blockade and how to make progress. This type of position is what I expected to see 10, 15 moves into the game. Tuke is usually pretty aggressive about moving forward and attacking. So he didn't seem to voluntarily go into a swarm this time. Hippo did a good job of slowly garnering positional advantages and getting some hostages and making some threats. And now Hippo, is finally to the point that forced Tukes to go all in and come forward. Hippo's taken a lot of time on this move. I think he's evaluating when to give up on the horse frame. I think he knows that it's not a good frame. He's just trying to figure out how and when to give it up. 37S, Hippo did go ahead and drag the dog a little closer to the F6.
To me, they both cancel each other out pretty much, because Hippo can do anything with the dog, and the golden camel can do very much damage to Hippo.
Gold's not going to be able to get anywhere fast enough. I think Silver certainly hasn't lost control of the situation. Just I think his position is slowly being weakened. There's a question in the chat room about the frame on C6. Why is it a bad frame? The reason it's a bad frame is that it's tying up so many silver pieces for just one gold horse. The gold camel's free to do attacking and attacking maneuvers and go on the offense, because the silver horse, the silver elephant, is part of the frame. Usually, if you actually
the silver elephant is blocked out of the
elephant out of the frame and replace it with one of your other horses or maybe your camel, and that way you get your elephant freed up to attack while your opponent's elephant is still stuck.
Yes, the silver elephant is blocked out of the golden camel. That reduces his advantage considerably, I mean.
Yeah, definitely. With all the gold pieces advanced now, once Hippo has to leave to defend the F6 trap or to go after the gold camel, he's going to have a chance to go. Tukes has a great chance to attack at C6. I still like pulling the gold rabbit on B4 one step up to slow that down that attack. Or even another option for gold would be to consider flipping the gold horse out. He could even flip the gold horse over to C4 just as a way to get it away from the attack. But I guess it can still just run right back in, so probably not going to happen. So 38S, Hippo is flipping the dog over. That gives him a better shot to get at F6. The dog instead of the rabbit being there. Okay, so very quick response by Tukes. You definitely saw that coming. I think having had pulled the rabbit up there would have been a stronger move. Just, oh, wow. Let's see. Okay, so they said that loses a silver cat. Oh, okay, that was not the actual move. So after 39S, I think what Silver could do now is pull this D5 rabbit over and then push the other gold rabbit up, and that hands in the all the pieces. The horse can't leave yet, there's rabbits in the way, the gold elephant can't go anywhere. I think that would be a nice blockade to free up the silver elephant from getting over to F6. Without having any serious attacks being able to occur on C6.
Yes, I was thinking of that move, pulling both rabbits in front of the elephant and the horse, and that way he can go quickly attacking the gold camel, who asked them to retreat.
Yeah, the more I'm thinking about it, that would be just a totally killer move. The Tuke's advantage right now is that if the silver elephant has to leave to go over to F6, that his counterattack at C6 was looking really strong and really fast. But if all those pieces are blocking up the position, then he's going to be in big trouble, because he won't be able to attack at C6 if he has too many pieces, too many rabbits swarmed in on top. Okay, so Hippo is looking at filling the F6 trap. That's probably not just for defense, but also is an offensive position. There's no defense around the F3 trap. There's just one rabbit. So it's going to be very easy for a silver bull attack on that side. It would force the bull camel back, and if the camel has to retreat, then silver will finally be able to take that dog at F6. So yeah, after that move, if gold wanted to give up the horse, he doesn't have too many options for where to go. And he's going to have to figure out where to go from here. With how blocked in the silver elephant was getting, I was starting to consider that silver's position has deteriorated, but after these last few moves, the way the gold rabbits are now stuck in the middle instead of attacking pieces, I definitely think Hippo is making some good progress. So for DG, he's bringing that dog back around, looking for a way to get a stronger piece back into the middle of the board. And it also slows down, it prevents the move that I'd suggested for pulling those rabbits into the center.
I mean, maybe Hippo is planning a surprise goal attack here. I mean, if he advances the rabbit and follows it with his camel, that could be, you know, the rabbit. If he puts the rabbit on G5 and the camel on F5, that could be very threatening.
Yeah, definitely. When you're doing a swarm attack, and you need to make sure you keep all the rabbits penned in. So around the C6 trap, you know, gold is safe. But around the
exactly
C6 trap,
thinking.
On that last move, I think gold needed to have stepped something in front of the F6 trap.
I must have read Hippo's mind here.
Yeah, so that's a really tough move for a couple of reasons. I mean, the gold camel can't just directly come back for defense, because it's just gonna, because he has to push the silver rabbit back towards home. So
there's two silver rabbit around the rabbit. Camel, so he has two rabbit to worry about.
I guess 41G, he could push that silver rabbit over to against the wall. He could push it twice to H4. Wow, instead he's defending with the dog.
Okay, let's see, is there something there?
Okay, the risky thing here is so silver can go with the camel and the rabbit to attack, and maybe move them both south and east one square each. That prevents the gold camel from getting back on defense. And, I mean, the risk there is that leaves F6 totally open to being attacked by gold. But that might be, I don't know if that's that might be an unstoppable goal attack to that 41S to move the rabbit and the camel both south and east.
Yes, because there is only one dog and one rabbit to defend. That's not much. I think if he attacks directly with his camel and rabbit, putting the rabbit on H and the camel beside it, there's not much that the dog can do to defend.
He's definitely going to need he's taken a lot of time to think about it, because if it doesn't work, the bold rabbit that's on H5 is able to run through the F6 trap, so he definitely needs to be confident on this.
It's all or nothing. It's an all or nothing bet here.
Yep, so if he doesn't want to totally gamble, he could instead do some defense here and maybe move the silver dog over to f7 with one of his steps and go a little more slowly. Yeah, if he does take all of his steps on offense, the suggestion is that horse can slide over, or the dog can slide over with the help of the rabbit. There's nothing preventing captures at the f3 trap though, but maybe it slows it down just enough for the silver or for the gold attack to go. Another attacking move is to take all four steps to run the take four steps on the rabbit and get it one step away from gold. Yeah, so that's probably the safest goal attack, is to just take all four steps with the rabbit. The camel is still protecting the c6 trap, and go from there.
Well, I
at
guess
least
one
two
step
steps
away.
Need to be taken by gold then to block up that rabbit, and once it's advanced past the dog, then the camel can come down and work on freeing up the rabbit to go through.
Yes, you're right. I guess going four steps for the rabbit would be very strong, because then he has to go there with the dog, and there's not. The dog can only pull the rabbit once.
Yep, so yeah, I think Quade's suggestion of running the rabbit all the way down would have been very strong. He split the moves here. He has left f6 open to capture. If gold one or two, he could capture the cat on f6 at the expense of giving up his horse. But the camel having stayed at where it is freezing the gold rabbit. So, oh, sorry. Gold can just capture the cat outright, since the dog and the cat neither are frozen. So, so that silver cat can. Well, no, but he needs. Now, if he captures the silver cat, then on the next step, silver is going to be able to have an unbeatable goal attack. He can just advance the rabbit ones down and the camel down. Oh, okay, so the attack from the gold standpoint would be to bring the d5 rabbit around after capturing that cat. But
I think he miscalculated here, because I think Hippo took a bad gamble here.
I think if the cat gets captured, he has to take one step with the dog to prevent the immediate gold threat. But then on the next response, silver can just push the dog into the trap and advances rabbit one step, and then there'd be no way to stop the goal. He could pull the rat one, two. Yeah, he can't pull the rabbit back out. So no, I think if the silver rabbit gets captured, then it's a forced goal for silver.
I think he
can just take the cat with the dog. He doesn't need to take three steps to attack it. And if the dog is directly in front of the rabbit, then he'll be able to defend.
I think Hippo made a gaffe here. It doesn't work.
My browser has been frozen, so I just saw 42G and 42S.
His plan, the plan Hippo was, is not working. It's not working.
Yep, I think that was a blunder, that either he didn't see the way that the defense would work out or not.
I think the best gamble would have been to go the rabbit all the way down, one step away from goal, and go from there.
Yep, definitely. Having had the rabbit all the way down would have saved the cat, and also would have protected, not allowed the dog to get in front of the rabbit. So definitely, in hindsight, that would have worked out better, or at least done either a faster attack or more defense. So we're waiting on 43G now. Been very close game throughout. Hippo was marginally improving his position and is holding on to a horse frame and some hostage rabbits, but now the tables have turned a bit, that positionally he's going to be in a little bit of trouble here. He lost a cat, and he's going to be in a little bit of trouble on trying to progress with the goal attack, that he lost an important cat, and there's some rabbits available to march down the center now. The other thing that is going to happen now is that Gold can break the horse frame from behind. The dog can just pull that cat out of the way, and then the horse is going to be able to come out. So on 43G, you know, you could directly go for that. You might want to take two steps to threaten to capture a rabbit on F3. Okay, so he's... I think that 43G is a great attacking move. He's looking at being able to move one of his rabbits right down the E-file. The other thing it's going to do then is it's, instead of having him take steps to break the frame, Hippo is going to have to voluntarily release the frame by moving some pieces over. He's threatening to capture the silver camel at F6, but at this point in the game, I don't know if there's time to make captures. Try and decide if Hippo has an option to still attack with his rabbits towards the F3 trap.
No, in my opinion, Hippo has nothing left. The game is practically over now. I mean, Tuck's position is very strong.
Yeah, definitely. It's a huge change to have the F6 trap open up. That gold dog that never got captured, that had been held hostage, is now a huge asset. By moving that dog to F7, he's blocked out the silver dog from helping with any defense. The tough part here is that silver does have one goal attack going. Has a couple options for trying to progress there. And he could even, I think it'd be too slow, going down the E-file would be too slow. Tuke's on that last move took a couple cat steps to bring a cat over towards F3, so he's going to have some defense. But I guess the flip side of that is if silver does go after the goal attack or does something to prevent the rabbits from coming through. Yeah, that block in the center, though, definitely is helpful for Gold right now. So looking at the difference in position for how things went on that move where the rabbit only advanced a few steps, right now the rabbit is on the H-file on H4, and there's a gold dog between it and the goal line. So to try to get around that is a lot trickier because it needs to go around the dog. Before, if it had gone all the way down to H2, then it didn't need to get around the dog, and just even another rabbit could unfreeze it, or the silver camel can come up and pull the gold dog away and keep things going that way. So, you know, to some extent, that was definitely a major turning point to split that move between offense and defense. It's definitely not a foregone conclusion here. I guess to some extent, if Silver wanted to go for the race, all-out race, maybe just move the camel all the way to G3 right now, and then on the next turn, flip the dog out, and then that's going to leave an open path. So that's going to force Gold to try to calculate exactly how much time to spend on attacking versus defending. Silver does have a dog and a cat. On C7 and D7 that can slide over for defense. So it's not an immediate goal threat right now. So, losing that cat feels like it's the end of the world, but I don't think it's all over here.
Hey, we got 28 listeners now, and it's the peak, too, so people are very captive.
Yeah, this is definitely going to be a fast finish here. Both sides setting up to race through. Okay, so Hippo has offered to trade his camel for the horse and a rabbit. He's flipped a rabbit off out in the way as a way to protect against the goal attack. It's not quite as fast now. But I think... Oh, okay. I thought Gold could have just moved a rabbit down the middle and gone for it. I think the big advantage here now is that if the silver elephant is able to come back and defend F6 without any gold rabbits from getting through, Silver has a huge advantage at c6 and c3. So I think that probably was well worthwhile. Silver's going to be able to push the cat out of the way and step on on f5. And, he's given up his camel. But if he's able to keep, right now Gold has committed that both his camel and both dogs are on the east wing. If Silver's able to keep all those things tied up at f6, he's going to have a quick attack down the c file.
You can see a quick attack by Silver. I don't see it. In my opinion, Gold has a much quicker attack here.
Yeah, just like that. I might have been tempted on last turn to have used my elephant to defend f6, and then on the next turn you take that rabbit, and now you've got a straight shot down the b-file. So, I guess this time around, I think on that last move,
there's the gold threat here.
He could have gone over to defend f6. He didn't.
There's a serious gold threat
right away. But now that dog's out of the way, there's nothing that can be done to stop Gold.
There's a serious gold threat. I don't think it's stoppable. It's unstoppable.
He can take all his extra moves, cats and rabbits over. Okay, so Gold is threatening his own goal in one here. It's two moves for the cat to get over to defend. Or even just so suggestion from Claude is to take one step for defense and use the other step to capture that rabbit. And that should do it. The safe move would be to move the rabbit all the way over to b3 to be in front of the silver rabbit. He saw the sure thing here. I don't see if he moves the cat back and over and the rabbit over. No, there's not enough defenders left anymore.
Gold wins.
A very exciting finish there. When it's such a close game and the advantage is a positional advantage, it can very quickly turn the other way. When you don't have a strong material advantage, everything stays close. And Hippo concedes on 46S there, and Gold makes the goal on 47G. Congratulations to both players.
Yeah, congratulations, Hippo, for defending well. In my opinion, you almost got it, Hippo.
It was a very close game there all the way throughout. I see Hippo has joined us. Definitely must be a tough defeat for you there. You felt like you were winning a lot of the way through there.
Hello. Sorry, I missed the question if there was some.
I guess not enough question yet. Definitely seemed like you had a good positional advantage throughout. You were threatening Took's pieces, and that was a tough move losing that cat there at the end.
Yeah. 41S, that was the major blunder. I was planning to go with camel to g4 and changed mind and made a blunder. The duck couldn't be captured if the camel would be on g4, so I wasn't doing anything for his defense. For its defense, but as I didn't step this camel to g4, I should surely go with dark to f7, and after it my position went worse and worse.
Yeah, it's tough to recover the momentum when you feel like you have a good position and you start a goal attack and then have something like that happen. It's tough to recover and try to find a way to come back from that.
Yes, once the dog blocked your rabbit and you lost that cat, it was pretty much over.
Yeah, I was happy with my game till 41S. That one blunder, I think everything else was good for me.
Were you happy holding the horse hostage on C6?
At first, yes, but after the blockade, I wasn't as happy as at the start of the blockade.
Yeah, since your elephant couldn't rotate out, we were questioning the value of that, that you're going to be able to make something else happen while you were holding that horse in.
So Tux is not coming. Maybe he doesn't have a mic.
Yeah, we were impressed. You played a patient game and were able to continue making some progress. So definitely, the opening and the mid game we felt was well done.
Yes, I was happy with the game till 41s. I think with the camel to g4, I would be winning. There would be captures on f3 tap.
Yeah, we were looking at moving the camel down, or even you could have moved your rabbit all the way to h2 too.
Yes, that was maybe even better. Yeah, it was better, yeah.
It was definitely a very tough position at the beginning. Everybody was tied up, so many frozen pieces and counter threats around c3 and c6. So it looked like it was going to be very tough for either of you to make progress. At the beginning, in the opening, I liked your camel attack and then drawing that dog off sides to be able to bring back a dog on the A-file to hold hostage. I thought that was a good tactic to distract the elephant and be able to come back in and you know, get a positional advantage out of it.
Yes, it went rather well, but I hoped I could capture the dog somewhere, and nothing happened.
Yep, I wonder if having all those rabbits in the way made it tricky to get through.
Yeah, there was one blunder of me. The horse exchange, I wasn't planning to mate it. I missed that the camel can be saved by the cat step away. So if I have seen this defense, I would probably maintain the position as it was blocked more for a longer time.
Yeah, I was expecting you to wait until you could go after the gold camel instead of just an even horse exchange.
Yes, I could prepare more this the pulling dog and so. I've seen the frame, the possibility of the horse frame several moves, but it seems to me that's better to improve my position on the west to prepare for gold attacks here. So after I made a frame, my situation became worse and worse. I think it was good choice not to start a frame. Or if I were in the position to make a frame, I could it this dark frozen on g4. Oh no, it would be unfrozen by the rabbit. So no, it will not help.
Well, congratulations to both players on getting this far in the championships. It's been a very close field and tough field to play with. So having won one upset Fritzland, definitely I think you can be proud of your accomplishments in this tournament. And we definitely hope you're able to play again next year.
Yes, it was a very interesting game with full of surprises and exciting moments.
Maybe on 36S, I should go for the camel with my elephant and let the frame go.
Yep, we were considering that move also to move your elephant over to F4, and it was just tough to tell if how much traction gold would be able to get at C6. But I think that definitely would have helped you out to give up on that frame when you had a chance to go after the camel. Congratulations to Tukes for having a strong fight there and hanging in even when the position was starting to look dire and figuring out a way to turn the tables. Definitely a lot of times in a long live game like this where you're playing for a minute and a half each move, it's a question of endurance, and if whichever side makes a big mistake first, if the other one has hung in close enough, it's you know, have a chance to turn things around. Definitely can have a lot of back and forth in these games. So congratulations for keeping that fight up and pulling out a victory here.
Yeah, what's a pity that if you can see the time control, I was at 10 minute reserve when I did the blunder, and task was on about 30 seconds in these moves. So made a blunder with such a reserve, it's oh.
Yeah, definitely must be very frustrating. I'd noticed Tuks had blitzed out a couple moves at 20 seconds and figured he must have a large reserve, and then all of a sudden I realized he was under a minute, and I was like, wow, he had a couple fast moves, but otherwise he's been definitely considering each move very carefully, and yeah, definitely expected when it came down to the end game that large bank of time was going to help you out, Hippo.
Okay, so we will see if next year I could join the championship, but it was very nice opportunity. I was enjoying it. So bye bye.
Thanks for joining us for the post game interview. Thanks to Larima Buff for joining me for the commentary. Definitely it was an enjoyable game to watch, and I'm looking forward to the last few games of the championship here in the next few weeks.
All right, well, thank you, Eric, for providing the commentary today, and also thank you, Patrick, for joining along. And also, I'd like to thank the sponsors of the Arima World Championship. We have iggamecenter.com, where you can play hundreds of abstract strategy games, including Arima. Also, we have Z-Man Games, the official publisher of the Arima board game, and WYPS, a clever word game played on a triangular board. You can find out more about it at wyps.info, and littlegolem.net, a turn-based strategy game website. So thank you very much, sponsors, for helping support this year's Arima World Championship. And also thanks to the members of the Arima community who have contributed to the Arima prize fund. We now have over $1,400 in the prize fund. And also thanks everyone for coming out to watch the game. And thanks also to the players for putting on a really good fight today. It was very exciting to watch this game. And we'll have more games coming up next weekend. Most probably the games will be on the weekend. So the championship isn't over yet. And it's going to get quite exciting in the last few games left here. So hope you'll be able to join us. Thank you very much.
Yes, when I look at the position at 34S, making frame was strategical mistake. I could continue with pursuing his camel, and I couldn't lose this fight. There will be big goal prospects on the west.
Which move were you looking at?
34S, if I continue prosecuting his camel, I cannot find word.
Yeah, definitely. It seemed like you were safe to continue going after the camel there. That the horse couldn't attack through the trap, the elephant could go through the trap, but it seemed like you were going to be able to bottle things up enough over there that the progress wouldn't be made.
Okay, so it's getting late for me, so I will see you again next week, hopefully for other exciting games. See you.
Okay, thanks for joining us.
Bye.